Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. More than 2,600 lawmakers and business leaders met in Atlanta on Wednesday to hear from political leaders about their priorities for the upcoming year. GPB Stephen Fowler reports from the Georgia Chamber's Eggs and Issues Breakfast.
Most of the morning was spent touting Georgia's economy, record low unemployment, more companies expanding across the state, and the virtues of capitalism. However, House Speaker David Ralston also said the legislature has to figure out the best way to balance the state's budget as revenues appear to be down.
I have already cautioned our members, however, that one person's waste can be another's vital expenditure. And so we will carefully scrutinize this year's budget, bearing in mind the nearly 11 million Georgians impacted by those numbers.
Agencies have to submit cuts to the governor, who will announce his proposed budget during the State of the State address. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp will deliver his second annual State of the State address this morning. The speech comes amid questions about whether he can cut income taxes and deliver a campaign promise to raise teacher pay while also trimming the state budget. Kemp has touted an agenda for the upcoming year that includes reforming state adoption law, combating human trafficking, and fighting street gangs. But Kemp will likely also address how he plans to grapple with the state budget in the upcoming year. And you can hear that State of the State address at 11 a.m. live on the air and at gpbnews.org. The injuries to a right whale calf off the coast are worse than originally thought. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
The calf is the fourth spotted this season and was likely struck by a boat. Veterinarian Terry Rolls is with the Marine Mammal Health and Stranding Response Program. She says that unlike smaller animals like a seal, they can't bring a whale in for intensive treatment.
We're limited to observation and administering some types of drugs that may help a situation.
They may give the whale antibiotics to prevent infection if they spot it again.
That is Emily Jones reporting from Savannah.